listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with What's Making News. A convicted sex offender has been arrested in Perth's southern suburbs after going on the run for 6 days. Police have located Tyrone Corbett in Bentley a day after issuing a public appeal for help. The 44-year-old allegedly cut off his monitoring bracelet weeks after being released from prison. Ben Dawkins is vowing to support Labor in Parliament, despite the party trying to expel him over allegations he's breached 42 family violence restraining orders. WA's newest MP has been sworn in, replacing Alana McTiernan. But Mr. Dawkins, here on 7 News, has been questioned about why the ceremony has been held behind closed doors.
Is this a proud day for you, Mr. Dawkins?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Why is it being done in secret?
That's just one of the options. You can do it in the President's chamber.
Clive Palmer's latest legal case launched under international trade laws against Australia could be worth nearly $300 billion. He'll be represented by former Attorney General Christian Porter. The billionaire says if he's successful, any windfall will be spent on improving WA's hospitals and starting a new independent newspaper for the state. We can now access a digital Medicare card, which has been added to the MyGov app. Government Services Minister Bill Shorten says it'll protect against fraud and theft and include a QR code.
From today, to upload your Medicare card into your digital government wallet, and hey presto, one less card you've got to carry around with you.
In sport, Luke Travers may be heading east after telling the Perth Wildcats he wants to move on as a free agent. The club has wished him well, while assistant coach Mike Kelly has been named as the new head coach for South East Melbourne Phoenix. And West Coast is hoping for more of the same in this weekend's derby after their strong win over Greater Western Sydney. Liam Duggan says they're keen to keep things simple against Fremantle on Sunday.
Win the footy, get it forward and let our forwards get to work, and we played some front half footy, which was really nice.